Hare Krishna. This morning's class was here in New Vajradham on a rainy Saturday. All of the kids are cooking lunch outside by the Goshala. Let's see how that goes. And classes from third canto, 29th chapter, Lord Kapila Dev, talking about the different classes of living entities. Of course, I put that class up yesterday, it was in English. And here he's saying that the devotee, who is the topmost of all human beings, of all living entities, the devotee, who is one in interest with the Lord, always sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the heart of all living entities, and therefore worships the Super Soul within everyone else. And this is a theme, common theme that recurs throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, seeing the Super Soul everywhere, accompanying the soul. Not only is it in Srimad Bhagavatam, but it's also Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesya Arjuna Tishtati. It's also in Bhagavad Gita. And it's also there in Upanishads, talking about the two birds in the tree of the body. So it's a very, very well used philosophical point, and something that both devotees and non-devotees are encouraged to practice, seeing the soul and the Supreme Soul within the heart of every living entity. Now, the really interesting thing is that in concluding his teachings to Uddhava, Krishna says the very same thing, and I'm reading that now. He says, "With a pure heart, one should see me, the Supreme Soul, within all beings and also within oneself, to be both unblemished by anything material and also present everywhere, both externally and internally, just like the omnipresent sky." Okay, so that's nothing particularly new. But what is new is, and now this is Krishna's concluding teachings to Uddhava, so they're very important, and the chapter in itself is called Bhakti Yoga. These teachings are about devotional service. And it's interesting that Krishna is emphasizing this particular sadhana, and I'll point out that this is actually a sadhana. Krishna talks about how to actually cultivate and practice this type of vision. So anything that is instructed in Shastra as a particular goal, as a development, as a vision that one should have, there is also somewhere a suitable or corresponding sadhana as to how to attain that. And here, at the conclusion of the Bhagavatam, Krishna, at quite length, describes the sadhana for developing this vision of seeing and being aware of both the soul and then, of course, as the super soul within a devotee, so within every living entity. So Krishna says, "One who views all living entities with the idea that I'm present within each one of them, and taking shelter of this divine knowledge, by offering due respect." So respect is different. You give one type of respect to a non-devotee, another type of respect to a devotee. You give one type of respect to a tiger and another one to a pussycat. And different types of respect, due respect, but you have to know how much respect should be given to people. So then he says, such a man sees equally. Seeing equally means that you see the soul, but you don't necessarily offer respect in the same way to all of them, whether it's a Brahmin and other living entities. Now, there are obstacles on the path of devotional service, and Krishna says, as with every devotional process, there is a false stuti. There are benefits to be gained. Aside from becoming Krishna conscious, part of the benefits is to become free from the obstacles that stand in the way of perfecting a certain type of sadhana. So Krishna then says, for him who constantly meditates on my presence within every living entity, we have a default condition. Our default condition is that when we look at someone, we immediately identify them with their body. Now, as soon as we see someone, we think, here is such and such, and this is the way he looks, and this is who he is. That same type of default we need to change. We need to change that default into a different type of default, where every time we see any kind of living entity, at least in theory, we see here's his body, and behind that body is the spirit soul. And we may not see the soul. In due course of time, we may see the soul, but we may not see the soul. But we should have the knowledge that the soul is there, and we should treat that person not only as a spirit soul, which means that he's not this material body, but also as the neighbor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's also present within that body, and therefore that body is a temple of the Supreme Lord. So, very interesting thing. Krishna says, with this constant meditation, you have to cultivate it, you have to practice it. Four things disappear. Rivalry. Prabhupada would call this party spirit. So the bad tendencies of rivalry, envy, very interesting. Very often we hear how difficult it is to actually be free of envy. Abusiveness and false ego. If you're free from false ego, you're almost there. So it says that these are very quickly destroyed. So what should one do? He says, don't disregard the ridicule of others and give up the bodily concept of life and its embarrassment. Don't people make fun that what are you doing offering respect to this person or relating to people according to their bodily identity and trying to usher you in to that same type of behavior. No, shun that behavior and stick to principles. And what does it mean? Offer obeisances before all, even dogs, outcasts, cows, falling flat on the ground like a rod. Now, for those who are engaged in full-time devotional service, and those who are part-time service and full-time engaged in maintaining themselves, you don't have time to do dandavats before all living entities, but we should certainly offer dandavats before some living entities. It's the appropriate thing. Certainly to Vaishnavas and spiritual master, Raghunath Das Goswami would do just what Krishna here is saying. So 2,000 times a day he would offer obeisances. I don't believe it was to people who were physically present or devotees who were physically present, because it's hard to conceive of 2,000 people being in Radhakund 500 years ago. But within his mind he was offering obeisances to all of these people. So doing that actual sadhana of offering dandavats. And how long should we do this? He says, until one has fully developed the ability to see me. In other words, until it comes naturally, until it's become the default position, you have to continue this process. And although Krishna's talked about dandavat, he said, speech, mind, and body. So in the mind, we have we cultivate the conception. Here is the temple of the Supreme Lord, along whom is a jiva, a living entity, and who knows what he's doing. Depends on who we're talking about, but say about Vaishnavas, some devotee, and with our speech. So speech is something, you may not be able to offer dandavats to everyone everywhere, but you can certainly use speech. Use your speech, and Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita, and it's also throughout the Bhagavatam. Avoid speech that offends, speech that's also very pleasing, that's glorifies others. So by this process, with the activity of speech, mind, and body. So Krishna says, by this transcendental knowledge, ultimately, one will be able to see Krishna everywhere. So you practice, 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 and ultimately the perfection will come. So Krishna concludes saying, I consider this process, using one's mind, words, and bodily functions for realizing me within all living beings, to be the best possible method of spiritual enlightenment. Remember, Krishna's not talking about Gyan, he's not talking about yoga. This is on, these are chapters on Bhakti Yoga, and this is the conclusion of Bhakti Yoga. It's the last thing he's telling Uddhava, that see me in all living entities, that's the best form of spiritual enlightenment. He says, I've personally established this process of devotional service, and therefore it's transcendental and free from material devotion, motivation. And a devotee never suffers even the slightest loss by adopting this process. Oh, what will happen? What will people think? Etc. Krishna says, people will, you won't suffer any loss. There will only be gain. So I thought to share that. I'm going off to do some filming. This sadhana of seeing and relating, here is the soul, that when I look at people somehow or another, that comes in my mind that I stop identifying others and other living entities with their bodies, and I learn how to start cultivating this spiritual vision. By that, that will help me actually rectify my conduct and really practice bhakti, devotional service, as it should be practiced. Hare Krishna.
Hát az alázatosság, de az alázatosság már a hangulat, hogy te mit kell csinálni, és hogy kell ezt kultiválni. Nagyon, nagyon jó. Ezeket elküldöm, és aztán kész fülpök.
Na, lóti futiba vagy már megint.
Na, de jó dolog, hogy nincs fülpök. Te nem esik.
Na, igen, ezt el fog állni. Szerintem jó lesz.
Jó lesz.
Meg tudod csinálni. És akkor gosan.